What is up? Welcome to another episode. But this episode is something different. I told you guys in the last episode that I was going to be revamping the show. So I listened to you guys just a tad. And this is the book club segment. So this is a mini episode. These mini episodes will air every Thursday, the first Thursday of the month. So if the first Thursday starts on like the 7th, then it will air on the 7th, okay? So it's the first Thursday of the month. This is the mini episode. It's not going to be long, but it's just going to give you a little gist of the books that I read because, of course, like I said, I love to read. So I like to be nerdy, and I want to give y'all all that good nerdy stuff. So it still will give you time to read the book, discuss some stuff, talk about some stuff, rethink some things, and that way we're not taking up the whole podcast, you know, a whole episode on a podcast, because I know obviously now that y'all like to listen to me ramble and talk, and I greatly appreciate that, okay? But at the end of each episode of the book club mini-sode, I will give you a Reese rating. So I'll let you know how I feel about the book, what I feel, and all of that other good stuff. So is that okay? Okay? Okay. So let's get into the book club discussion or review, as I'll call it, okay? Okay, so this month's review, I had to call an audible because I got a new book. So this month's review will not be the book that I said in the last book club. If you guys even listened, if you didn't listen, then it's okay. This book will be A River of Royal Blood by Amanda Joy. And I chose this book because it's my business, as Tabitha Brown says, because I love her. And it's a supernatural book, fantasy, YA, fantasy, all of that, young adult author. And it's about a matriarchal society in a fantasy land based off of North Africa, the North African region. So if I had to compare this book to another book, I would say that it is similar in kind of style as The Children of Blood and Bone, but it has its differences. So I'll tell you a little bit about the book. Okay, so Eva, the story's protagonist, and her sister, they're pitted against each other in kind of like a slaughter game. So that one sister has to rule, but one can't rule without the other still being alive. So this really doesn't sit well with Eva. She's like, oh my gosh, this is like barbaric. Like, this is ridiculous. However, everybody in the kingdom, everybody is given magic. So the only thing is, Eva does not know how to use her magic. She has a rare and volatile magic, and it is like probably one of the greatest magics that you can have. The last person to ever have her magic was the actual founder of their queendom, and that was Queen Rhaena. So while she's on a quest to hone in and find somebody to teach her magic or learn more about her magic, she meets one of my favorite characters in the whole book, Baka. If y'all don't understand, okay, I like to pick out the characters that are not in the forefront. However, like, I don't like the protagonist, I don't like the antagonist. I like supporting characters always. So anyhow, she meets Baka. Baka is, and I hope I'm saying that right, Baka is, you know, an ancient being. He's kind of almost immortal at this point, but he's sexy, and you know, he's described as like charming and beautiful, and he's like that person that you just can't take your eyes away from. He is in this book, it's called a chimer. He's a legend, and he has stories that are written about him, and he is who is going to help Eva with her magic. But she has to keep an eye on him because the stories that she's told, you know, is all about how he's treacherous and everything. But again, I'm still rooting for Baka because, you know, you just gotta root for him. Like, he's the underdog, okay? You also fall in love with his story that is kind of, you know, scantily given, but they say he has an ulterior motive. He even says that he has an ulterior motive, but we don't know what it is. So I think that's what keeps me drawn in. And while you're trying to figure out what Baka's ulterior motive is, you see a lot of twists and turns and plots and just everything. And even though it seems like it's a lot, it actually balances out in the book. Like, you know, nothing is ever A, B, C, D. You know, it's usually A, D, go back to B, then C, then, you know, it bounces around. But this story is chaotic, and I love the chaos and the twists and turns that the story has and that the story tells. So you never get tired of what's going on. You do get a little frustrated, but that's more so of the fact that I got frustrated because I wanted stuff to happen my way. Like, I was writing a book. But there's a lot of foreshadowing that goes on. So if you read the book and you think you're going to like it, just pay attention to the stuff that keeps happening over and over and over and over again. Because, man, when you finish, like, you're going to be like, oh, mind blown. Because, see, I read it just as, like, a fangirl. Like, I just read it without even thinking about it too much about what I was reading. So I just know that I read it in like 3 days, maybe four, okay? Because it was just that good. Like, just that good. I really do love my fantasy and I love my supernatural books, and I really, really, really do love them. So if I had to give this book a rating, it would get a Reese 3.5. And it is a good book, but I already know that this is just the setup for something better to come. Like, I already know that this is not going to be the best book. So I can't give it a 5 or 4 and then the next book comes out and it's like, boom, that's a 5 or 4. You know, like, I can't do that. So Reese rating is a 3.5. It is going to be awesome. If you can handle the slow torture of a cliffhanger, this is the book for you. And I believe you will have so much fun reading this book. And that's it. So we're just going to wrap up the episode, okay? So that wraps us up. I hope you guys like these mini episodes. These are the kind of episodes that will only be available on Patreon. So you have to be a patron to get these episodes. You have to be a patron to get the live discussions, to get the live talks. You can go over there, patreon.com/Reese's Corner. You can hit me up on Instagram. You can email me. You can Twitter me. Reese's Corner at Twitter. Instagram is fatgirl_fitness2. Head over to the Patreon. Become a member, because we about to start getting it rolling, okay? And as promised, the next book that we are going to review will be Girl, Stop Apologizing. You can find it everywhere. I promise that will be the next book. Until the next First Thursday, y'all. Bye.